I'm Johnny DiLoretto.
I'm John DeSando.
This is Cinema Classics.
Right. And we're both kind of heroes of radio, don't you think?
One might make the argument that we're rebels more than heroes.
Okay. So what's your difference?
That's a good question. A hero seems to be someone who upholds the status quo, maybe, when it's threatened by outside forces.
Mm-hmm, sure.
And a rebel is clearly threatening to destroy the status quo.
Yeah. And the article that Mary Urena sent us from Culture Magazine, in which the author was making the point that Hollywood has often promoted heroes. Let's separate this from our English major background, which puts hero as the central character of a literary piece or a dramatic. Mm-hmm. It doesn't qualify it with the good that they're doing. They're just simply the principal characters of that. So that's not what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Doing deeds and becoming heroic, as you might say, Nelson Mandela. Now, however, the article makes the distinction about three of our most famous rebels.
Okay.
Which we sometimes call as, you know, heroes. But these rebels, what's distinctive about Marlon Brando, for instance?
Yeah, the wild one. He's early 50s. He's hard to like. Abrasive, combative, aggressive. He doesn't come off early on in that movie as a guy you want to get behind.
And he's extremely self-centered.
Yeah. And, you know, and that's a different movie. Like, The Wild One seems like a very B movie. In a way, that's when you see Rebel Without a Cause with James Dean. Totally different, right? James Dean, that character is put upon, definitely wrestling with some demons.
Yeah, he's troubled.
Today's parlance, he would be a nerd.
But he is rebellious in the way he talks, the way he dresses, the way he deals with people. As the title says, he has no cause.
See, the cause is this feeling, we know that there is a cause, and the cause is disrupting this membrane of privilege, like I said before, the status quo, this sense that what's happening, there's something wrong with it. Conscious denial of pain or suffering or...
So he's unhappy with the way things are and the way he's been treated.
Yeah.
He doesn't have a place. And that is also very self-centered. Would you call that anti-hero?
I mean, in movies like that, I would say that Brando in The Wild One is more of an anti-hero.
Okay.
And then he comes around. I mean, he becomes a more sympathetic character, if I remember.
Okay.
I haven't seen that movie
me too.
25, 30 years. When we're talking about anti-hero, you have characters like Travis Bickle.
Great choice. Bickle has some societal, something around him that has to do with society that's different from Dean and Brando, as you talk
about. See, here's what I think is not different at all.
Ah.
Travis Bickle in Taxi Driver also doesn't have a cause because he can't articulate it. He is mentally ill by all contemporary definitions of that.
But look, isn't he going after
can't really articulate the pimps, John.
And the drug dealers?
He can't articulate it. It's a general feeling that he needs to react against the world in which he's trapped. When he erupts in violence, necessarily erupts at these other structures, these structures that hold women down, these structures that hold society down. At first, he lashes out at Senator Palentine. Then he lashes out at Harvey Keitel, the pimp. His aggressions are aimed in the right places. I just don't know that Travis really can articulate what he's against.
Really like that take on it. Often thought Travis was really some kind of a warped knight cleaning up the city.
He is, but it takes a form that is unacceptable.
Who would be, in film, rebel?
I think we got to talk about, in the 90s, Thelma and Louise. Obviously outlaws, but they're rebelling against the patriarchy, their husbands, they're rebelling against rape, they're rebelling against all these things that hold women down. They're definitely outlaws. We don't ever see them die. We see the car frozen in the sky.
Yep.
They're flying. And in our imaginations, Thelma and Louise live on.
How do we categorize Wonder Woman?
As a hero fighting against the destruction of what is. When lives are at stake, the hero is really concerned with something that's less systematic and more visceral.
Our superhero movies have warped our sense of hero. All of them seem to be somehow doing good for the world. We've layered over so many superpowers that we've lost the sense of the inherent goodness of what they're doing.
For sure.
I'm struggling for non-superheroes in contemporary cinema for finding heroes.
I'm struggling to find a rebel.
Would you consider Joker?
It seems like the mentally ill is the sane one, right? Because the world seems to be mentally ill and no one's doing anything about it. Cinema Classics is sponsored by the Gateway Film Center and is produced by John DeSando and Johnny DiLoretto. Listen to shows online at wcbe.org.